Editor's note. Effective today, we are pleased to welcome aboard seasoned reporter Richard Hutton, a name that will be very familiar to those who know Niagara journalism. In nearly 40 years of journalism, I have written thousands of stories. Yet never have I been asked to write about myself. I have no problem questioning a local politician seeking accountability, but boy, writing about oneself is a different animal altogether. So, here goes. I have a long association with newspapers, starting when I was just 11 years old, delivering the Hamilton Spectator. In 1978, my career got its start as a copy boy, think errand boy, for that same publication while in high school. I didn't leave for 20 years, working in a variety of roles, including as a copy editor and editorial assistant. Since then, I have worked for various publications, dailies and weeklies, most recently the Lake Report in Niagara on the Lake. But most of my experience comes from my 19 years with Niagara This Week, covering several municipalities in Niagara. Like many of my colleagues, I fell victim to Metroland's move to file for creditor protection last September. The decision resulted in mass layoffs across the chain's newspapers. My last beat with Niagara This Week was covering Pelham and Welland. And now I'm back after accepting an offer from Village Media to become the new general assignment reporter for Pelham Today and Thorold Today. With the work history and experience out of the way, here's a little bit about me. I have been married to the beautiful Cheryl for more than 20 years and have two adult children. I am passionate about music, I play guitar, and, as my ex, at Richard Media, profile says, I'm a one-time punk rocker, who is getting back into making music working with a new, old band called Diatonics. I am also cad dad to Hannah and Penny. I'm looking forward to getting down to business, and once again telling the stories of the people in the community and addressing the issues that affect them. Please feel free to join me on this journey.